Welcome to Food Risk Podcasts, where we talk to people involved in the research project, to food authorities and to other stakeholders interested in clearly communicating food risk and benefits to consumers in Europe. In this podcast, we talk to Julie Barnett, reader in healthcare research at Brunel University.
What was the motivation behind starting the Food Risk Project?
It's well known, really, that in a sense there's been lots of food scares over the last 20, 30 years or so, and it's something that very much challenges organisations and institutions how to communicate effectively around risk issues. Organisations, governments, policy organisations want to avoid unwanted impacts of all sorts, you know, in terms of economic impacts, social impacts. They want people to respond where there are risks they need to be respond to, and they want people not to respond when they're not. And actually communicating effectively around those things is not easy, mainly because with risk there's a lot of uncertainty involved, there's often anxiety and concern as well. So it's about taking those things into account and being able to communicate effectively as well.
What is your involvement in this project?
I was one of the team that put the proposal together at the time I was working at the University of Surrey, and the Food Consumer Behaviour Research Institute that's based there are involved in a lot of European projects, and they, along with me, decided to put something together for this FB7 call. So my particular interest is more around risk in general. Their particular interest was more around food in general, so we pulled those two things together with this proposal. That's where it started. We're also looking at developing a very particular tool, which is called Engage. It's a piece of software. It was developed previously in a project for Wellcome Trust, and it's specifically looking at, well, two things. What are people's questions about issues? So often in social research, we try and say what answers people have to our questions. This is about understanding what are people's concerns, what is it they want to know, what are their comments on issues, on expert communications, and so on. And what this tool also does uniquely is to measure the way in which people interact with information, how quickly they're moving between pages of information, the things they're clicking into to elicit more information, and so on. And that those things are measured, you know, in points of a second, as it were. And then we can go back and actually look what relationship does their information-seeking behaviour have to the attitudes that they've expressed, to the questions they've asked, and so on. Another part of this software that we're very excited about is an actual browser tracker that will actually follow what people are doing within an Engage study. This isn't, we don't follow people in general when they're on the computers, but as part of the study we can say to them, for example, please go and find out what you think the official information is from your government about, let's say, EHEC. And then what the tracker will do is actually monitor where they go. Do they go to Google first? When they get to the first page of, let's say, they search for EHEC, which links do they click into? Where do they move within the links? Where do they move within the pages? What do they eventually come back and say the content of their government's advice is? So this will be the first time, to our knowledge, that this sort of thing is able to be done. And that software has been built by one of our partners, White October, and you know, our studies in that are going to be taking part in the early part of next year.
What do you hope the impact of Engage will be?
Well, I mean, we're really excited about it in the sense that we feel that what we want really now is some proofs of concept in the sense of having case studies that will really give us something to go out to policymakers and say, look, this is a way in which you could test your communications. This is a way, if you want to have a more of a deliberative form of engagement, that you could actually do this more cheaply. You will be able to find things out. You'll be able to take people's views into account. It very much is about, you know, understanding how people can help form, you know, have an input to an organisation or help form their communication. So we think that it's got a lot of potential in a way that will actually be very helpful, you know, for organisations. We're very keen that they show an interest and, you know, then we can have the conversation about how we can best actually provide that for them.
How does the Engage tool actually work?
The sort of unique bit of it is that you provide content for them to look at and engage with. So it might be that that content is, as it so often is within surveys, for example, that it's just text. You're just providing some information. But within the Engage tool, one can either provide them with text, with images. For example, it could just be, if you're looking at something to do with labelling, you might present, images of labels. It could be to do with products or images of adverts and so on. So there's those two things, text and images. It can also be audio files where you would ask people to listen to something and then to tell you what they're thinking about it, what questions have they got and so on. Or it could be video. So there could be YouTube links. So for example, you could be showing someone, let's say, you know, a piece off the news about a particular risk, or it could be, showing coverage of scientists, presenting something. I mean, it could be anything. And in terms of the way we'll actually recruit people, one would simply go about that in the way that you normally do to recruit participants to a survey. But obviously, you know, you could get involved. Often organisations have panels of users that they have a link with. You could just link directly to that panel. And it could just be from a few right up to, for example, with the browser tracking bit, you could literally have hundreds of people being asked to do a particular topic where you really want to understand where are people going and what conclusions are they drawing from the material that they're interacting and bringing up and searching for.
For more information on food risk, visit the website at www.foodrisk.org. That's foodrisk, FOODRISC.org.